And you are listening to 848 on WBEC. I'm Allison Cuddy. Chicago's top cop, Gary McCarthy, has been criticized for recent comments he made in a predominantly black parish. Take a listen.
Let's see if we can make a connection here. Slavery, segregation, black codes, Jim Crow. What do they all have in common? Anybody getting scared? Government-sponsored racism. Federal gun laws that facilitate the flow of illegal firearms into our urban centers across this country that are killing our black and brown children.
Now, race relations factored into the city of Chicago's early efforts to regulate guns. To learn how Chicago got there, freelance reporter Robert Lorzel last year produced this mini-documentary.
You'll excuse me if I am out of breath. A bulletin. This is from the United Press from Dallas. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally have been cut down by assassins' bullets in downtown Dallas. They were riding in an open automobile when the shots were fired. The president, his limp body carried in the arms of his wife Jacqueline, has rushed to Parkland Hospital.
The assassination of President John F. Kennedy shocked the nation in 1963. The years that followed were a time of civil rights protests, police brutality, race riots, and increasing urban crime. Chicago's murder rate more than doubled in the 1960s. Some people, including Mayor Richard J. Daley, said stricter gun laws were needed. Tensions flared in 1966 when Martin Luther King came to Chicago. He spoke at Soldier Field on July 10th.
Now is the time to get rid of the slums and ghettos of Chicago. Now is the time to make justice a reality all over this nation. Now is the time.
King preached nonviolence, but 2 days after his speech, African Americans rioted on the west side after police shut off the water spraying from a fire hydrant in the middle of a heat wave. Snipers fired at police from rooftops. 6 officers were shot and wounded. 2 black residents were killed by police gunfire.
Watch while everybody on your street will take a turn. They'll stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting.
President Lyndon Johnson got on the phone with Mayor Daley. The White House secretly recorded their call as Daley made the case for gun control.
Something has to be done with the president on the sale of the gun.
Here's actor Neil Gentoli reading Daley's words to LBJ.
Outside the suburbs in the city, we have control, but what the hell in the suburbs there? You go out to all around our suburbs, and you have people out there, especially the non-whites, are buying guns right and left, shotguns and pistols and rifles and everything else. There's no registration. They've had trouble with this national gun law, but after the president's assassination, something ought to be done.
We thought so, but you can't get the Congress to vote for it. These damn conservation leagues and everybody comes in.
By God, when they see that this thing that happens here, they get surprised and they want to make it into a civil rights issue.
Daley blamed outside agitators for bringing violence to Chicago, but King was pleading with Chicago's blacks to stop the violence. At the time, conservatives blamed the civil rights movement for creating disorder. Politicians made speeches about law and order. Some of them seemed to be using that phrase as a code for racial repression. Still, crime was increasing, and many people really were concerned about it.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
In 1967, Daley pushed for a state law requiring the registration of all guns. His bill was defeated. The Illinois General Assembly approved a Republican compromise. It was supported by the National Rifle Association and Illinois State Rifle Association. Instead of registering every gun, the state registered gun owners. It was the firearm owner's identification card. The compromise wasn't good enough for Daley. In January 1968, the city council ordered the registration of all firearms in Chicago. But before Daley's ordinance took effect, America was stunned by another assassination.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
By 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, huge portions of the West Side ghetto were aflame.
Daley issued an executive order that temporarily banned the sale of all guns and ammo. And, as for the arsonists, he ordered police to shoot to kill.
Men poised with Molotov cocktails, incendiaries, or firebombs of any kind are the same as the assassins who pull the triggers on the guns that killed the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and the late President John F. Kennedy. We cannot resign ourselves to the proposition that civil protest must lead to death and devastation, to the abandonment of the law that is fundamental for the preservation of the rights of all people and their freedom.
A month after the riots, Daley's new gun law took effect. Chicagoans registered 165,000 guns. And then another assassination made news.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6.
In August, police and demonstrators clashed at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley continued pushing for gun control. In 1972, he testified at Congress and called for a national ban on handguns. Here's some of his testimony, reenacted by Neil Gentoli.
As far as I'm concerned, the only purpose of a handgun in unauthorized hands is to kill. The handgun makes no positive contribution to our society. It kills, whether by accident or on purpose.
When Daley died in 1976, his hopes for gun laws remained unfulfilled. 4 years later, another series of violent events prompted more calls for gun control.
Channel 2, the 10 o'clock news.
It all started on December 8th, 1980.
Guns tonight are the subject of Walter's perspective.
The handgun that killed John Lennon, the 38 caliber pistol, is manufactured solely for the purpose of killing people. All handguns that are manufactured in the United States are solely for the purpose of killing people. They have nothing to do with hunting, for sport, or for food. They are for murdering people, period.
People say I'm crazy.
Over the coming weeks, gunfire claimed 11 lives at the Cabrini Green Public Housing Project. By now, Jane Byrne was the mayor of Chicago, and she was calling for stricter gun laws. To show solidarity with the residents, Byrne moved in to Cabrini Green on March 31, 1981. Just one day earlier, another shooting made national headlines. And then, on May 13th, yet another assassination attempt, this time in Rome.
They heard gunfire and saw the Pope turn pale and collapse, bloody, into the arms of his aides. Pope John Paul II had been shot.
Amid the growing concern, the suburb of Morton Grove outlawed handguns. And in early 1982, Mayor Byrne urged the Chicago City Council to prohibit all new handguns.
There are human beings all over this city that tonight, may innocently be shot by a criminal with a non-registered gun who will get away with it, and are we to sit and say, because nobody did it before, we won't do it now? The city is too important, and its people are too important.
The city council debated the ordinance on March 19th, 1982. Alderman Richard Mell and Marion Humes spoke out against it.
Since we started registering handguns, Has the murder statistic dropped? They have not dropped. I do not want to put a Band-Aid on a cancer. And I think that's what this ordinance is.
This is a con game that's being run here. That's all it is.
Alderman Timothy Evans and Edward Burke supported the ban.
This is no longer Al Capone's town. And we've got to realize that. This is a civilized society. And we have to realize that.
What it does do, hopefully, is put a freeze on the number of handguns that are presently owned by people in the city of Chicago.
The city council approved the ordinance by a vote of 30-11. For WBZ, I'm Robert Loisel.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Some of the recordings in this report came courtesy of the Robert P. Crawford Archives at the University of Illinois Archives. To hear Robert Loisel's other reports on the history of our gunman, head to WBEZ.org/848.
I'm going down to shoot my leg.